Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's an economist at Harvard and analyzes both the residential and commercial markets. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be with you. Let's start with the residential market, because you just recently sent out a release about the Joint Center for Housing Studies, which you work with, and basically some really good news on the remodel side. Why don't you explain to us what LIRA is and what the projections are?
Sure. As you said, Kemp, we call this LIRA, the leading indicator for remodeling activity. And in a snapshot, what we do is we look at other economic indicators that historically have been correlated with home improvement activity, things like existing home sales, housing starts, financing costs, and things like that. But that lead home improvement spending activity as a way of coming up with a short-term kind of 2-3 quarter outlook for where the remodeling industry is headed. And as you said, very optimistic. You know, home sales were up about 10% last year. Housing starts up 25% or more last year. Financing costs, even though difficult to go through the bureaucratic procedures, if you can get a loan, very, very favorable rates, either to buy a home, refinance a home, or undertake a home improvement project through a home equity line of credit or something like that, very favorable. And so, you know, our leading indicator is pointing to accelerating growth. We saw about 10% growth last year and should see in the high teens this year. At least that's what our indicator is pointing to. So a very, very healthy activity. Seems like this market is coming back very strong, very much like home building is coming back very strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can correlate and add, too. I was with a few of the executives at Shaw Industries yesterday, and I asked a couple of them how they're feeling. You know, as you know, they're the largest producer of carpet, and their business started to rebound in the third quarter of last year. And they think that it's continued to do well all through 13 and into 14.
Yep, I think that's right. I mean, they're obviously benefiting from both sides of the market, both new construction and improvements. And the new construction market really took off a little over a year ago, really about the beginning of 2012. Home improvement more like the third quarter of last year, mid-year, third quarter, something like that. So, yeah, that's very much consistent with what the folks are saying that you talked to at Shaw.
So one of the subsets to your release earlier this week was around a labor shortage that's starting to show itself in this construction market. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've really been hearing from home builders for the last 6 or 8 months that, you know, if you ask a home builder what their concern is, you're much more likely to get what we economists would call supply-related issues rather than demand-related issues. I mean, there's households out there looking to buy. Financing costs are, as I mentioned, favorable, even though banks make it fairly difficult to get your hands on that money. But on the supply side, there are things like labor, like materials costs, like land availability, and you know, construction financing for these builders. And they're pointing to various degrees problems in all of those areas. Labor, you mentioned. You know, the unemployment rate in the construction industry overall is still fairly high, still higher than it is in the broader economy, 12-13%. But it's down from 20-25% during the trough of the downturn, I guess. And we haven't created that many new construction jobs. So the question is, you know, where are all those folks that were unemployed 3 or 4 years ago and, you know, not reporting as being unemployed now? And the sense is that they may have moved on to other industries, you know, trucking or something else that might not be quite as volatile or as cyclical as construction. And, you know, when this market comes back, will they come back into construction? Who knows? This is an industry that's relied very heavily on immigration for construction jobs. The immigration numbers are way down. Are they going to come back? I mean, I think there's just a lot of question marks there as to, you know, is this labor force going to materialize as the industry continues to rebound? And it's rebounding at a very, very quick pace. Housing starts, I think, as I mentioned, were up about 25% last year nationally. The consensus is they'll be up another 25 or 30% this year, and the consensus is they'll be up another 25% in 2014. So you're talking about, off a very low base, very aggressive growth, and it's just hard for the industry to respond. Labor, lots of talk about materials, pricing issues, less so in the flooring area, but, you know, basic commodities like lumber and plywood and cement, you know, we've seen double-digit gains over the past year in prices, sometimes in excess of 20%. you know, the sense is that that'll even out once the capacity comes online. But the question is, how long is that going to take? And could it potentially slow this recovery that we're seeing now?
You started just talking about the housing numbers. We all are fairly close to those. They're very impressive, not only in existing home, new construction, but also value, Case-Shiller thing that we've been watching so closely. But talk to me a little bit about, we also watch car sales. And car sales dipped in March. What do you think created that little blip?
Well, there was a bit of a slowdown in March. I think we're even seeing a little bit of a slowdown on the construction side, too, during the month. Folks I've talked to said there was a very strong January, February, a bit of a lull in March that might be weather-related on the construction side, probably less so on the automotive side, but that the April numbers have bounced back pretty nicely. So I think it's just this slow, uneven economic recovery that we're seeing. I mean, we've gone through these sort of false upturns year after year almost for the last 2 or 3 years. And I think there's a concern that 2013 may be another one of these kind of out of the blocks quickly and then slow down. But I think there's more encouraging signs this year that we are going to see a quicker recovery and see stronger growth as the year progresses.
Well, help us with that very thought. I mean, there's more fundamentals in place that would say that this is not going to be like it was the last couple of years, right?
Yep, I think that's right. I think we finally got some good, solid momentum here on the housing side. Virtually every indicator, it moves around a little bit from month to month, but we're seeing strong momentum behind really all sectors in the housing market. So,
and gas prices are down, so there's a little bit more disposable income. Right?
Yeah, absolutely, and they could long-term energy costs are looking much more favorable. What's going on with all this fracking is that energy costs look like they're heading down short-term and potentially could stabilize or maybe even head down long-term. So, a long range of issues there, which I won't get into in this discussion with you, Kemp, but I think, as you say, in the short run, it's a little more money in the pocketbook to pay other expenses.
All right, just one quick mention before we run out of time. Another hat you wear is you put out the Architectural Billing Index for the AIA. And we did see a little bit of a downturn. It was still over 50, which means that it's still positive, but it went from, I guess, around 55 down to about 52 from February to March, right?
Yeah, exactly. You've done your homework well on that, Kemp. Exactly. Anything above 50 does indicate growth in design activity, meaning architecture firms are cranking out more designs, meaning that ultimately the construction industry is going to have more activity out there. So good, strong numbers in January, February, a bit of a lull here in March, as we talked about in other sectors of the economy. In spite of that, the first quarter 2013 is the best quarter in terms of growth in architecture billings that we've seen since the design downturn began in early 2008. So, what this is pointing to is for the month, a bit of a slowdown in the pace of growth. I think things look good there, too. I think that we're going to see the number pop back up when we get the April reading, and I expect to see some reasonably healthy numbers as we move through 2013 in terms of architecture design activity.
The flooring business is really a business of two sectors, residential and commercial. I mean, obviously they're subsectors, but it's rare that you get them both moving in the same direction. But it does look in 14 that we might have positive movement. Is that something you're seeing too, maybe?
Yeah, and I think the sense from a lot of your listeners, Kemp, would be about time. This industry has had a prolonged downturn, a lot of false starts, a lot of hopes that have been dashed. But yes, my sense is that we've got another 2 to 3 years of really pretty healthy growth on the residential side of the market, and I think that's going to kickstart the commercial side too. And we're already seeing some stronger numbers out of private commercial office buildings, retail space, hotels and things like that. Not so much yet on the public or nonprofit side, institutional side like healthcare or education or government work, but that tends to be a little later in the cycle. So, I think we're going to see, I think we've got a couple good years coming throughout the construction sector. And that's fundamentally just catch up from how much loss we've seen in this industry over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, that's good news. Just one quick personal question for you. I know you live up there in Boston. Have things settled down up in Boston?
Yeah, it's been a crazy week up here for really the entire metropolitan area, but things almost back to normal now up here. I think that they're Finally, folks are getting back out, moving around, getting back to work and things like that. So I think we survived this pretty well.
Okay, great.
And thanks for asking, though.
Sure. Okay, Kermit, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Kermit Baker, an economist with Harvard, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar in FloridaDaily.net.